Evening. Welcome to the Finance and Group Chairman's meeting for Millbrook Parish Council. Let's start with the agenda item FG0012526 to receive nominations and elect a chair. Finance and Group Governance Committee.
I nominate current chair to retain the seat.
All right.
Please. Councillor Kenneth Gatton.
Thank you. Captain. Any further nominations? Do we need a proposal?
I propose that. Does anybody want to second?
I'll second it.
Okay.
Stop on, Bert.
Have you signed it?
Yes. Thank you. Agenda item FG002526 to receive nomination and elect the vice chair of the Finance and Group Governance Committee.
I don't believe Councillor Kilmurray would want to stand again.
Okay.
So if somebody would like to take that role or be nominated for that role.
Anybody want to be vice? I'm happy to stand on a case-by-case basis, but I think I should pull. I don't know. It's up to you.
No, it's
not really appropriate that the chair of the council is chair of or vice chair of that. I'm happy to stand if no one else wants to do it on a meeting basis. But
if nobody wants to stand today, we can pass this over. We don't legally have to have a vice chair. We can leave this and we can readdress it at the next meeting if you'd like to.
That's fine.
We can go.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Okay.
Thank you. Agenda item FG0032526 to receive and approve apologies for absence.
Apologies received from Councillors Hart and Kilmurray and our RFO, unfortunately, with acceptable reasons.
Thank you. Next agenda item.
Propose to accept.
Please. Thank you. So, on camera. Thank you. Agenda item FG0042526 to receive any declarations of and dispensations.
None received.
Thank you. Agenda item FG0052526, public participation. We don't have any. Thank you. Agenda item FG0062526 to report back after the minutes of the last Finance and Good Governance meeting on 22nd of April.
Nothing to report back on these, so we're good to go with approval if you're happy.
We propose to approve this minutes. Thank you. Councillor Alexander. Seconded by Councillor Nina Medrano. Redlingers. Did I get the right Redlingers?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
My name's long.
Yes.
Everybody in favour?
Thank you.
Agenda item FG0072526 to consider changes to timetable for recurring agenda items.
There's a couple of changes put forward.
Butt in. So we've just shuffled a few things around just to help us a little bit with year-end planning and things. So getting things a little bit further in the year so that we're ready for AGAR publishing. So it's just bringing the annual review of effectiveness and internal controls and the annual review of effectiveness of internal audit forward, just so that we've got a bit more breathing space.
Yeah.
For us, so that'll come up in the next meeting in November. Okay. If you're happy with that.
Do we have to propose this as well? Yes, I think we have to propose this. Thank you.
Okay.
Councillor Clark proposing everybody to second this.
Councillor
Alexander, are you in favour?
Thank you very much.
That's cool.
Agenda item FG082526 to note the VAT return and refund.
Just to note, the reclaim's gone in today for the next period, so we'll be ready for the refund for the next
one. A few things a week, we'll pay that. We'll just get it back.
Okay.
Thank you.
FG0092526 to consider the internal auditor's report, note completed AGAR and record dates of public notice.
I need to apologise that I got so excited that we got it that I forgot to send it round to everybody. So that happened just recently. However, we did approve the internal audit as part of the AGAR, so we are within our regulations, but I forgot to send you the actual report, so here it is. Part of looking at it in the office is we go through and just pull out things that we need to pull out, and we were very pleased to see it was rather short. So it's quite good.
That's a very good point.
So updating the financial regs we're going to do hopefully today if we all agree. There was a highlight that the War Memorial cover, they felt that the cover was slightly low for the rebuild fee, so we've caught up with the insurance company, we're checking that for October. HR policies, we know we're working very slowly through those and updating them, so I'm happy with that. And formally reporting the budget and the precept is a separate thing. We tend to work with the budget being the precept because we believe it's one and the same thing. However, they'd like to see us report it separately, so we can do that, that's fine. And the asset register, just bringing it forward again like we have done with some of those reports, because we were a bit tight on timing this year, but that's
FG 0102526 to review and consider allotment fees for the year at these times.
That's a good look.
So Alex has pulled together some comparisons for allotment fees in the local area. We're very lucky with fully booked again, apart from one plot which is particularly been badly looked after, which needs some work before we can really hire it out. It's not, people have looked at it and have turned it down at the moment, so we're looking at investing some money into getting that back into the fold.
Hearts and cams come in and rotate it?
Or we're looking at other quotes as well, because it's actually proving quite an expensive request, just because of the state of the soil, the state of the area. It's quite a large plot, and it's just, we're just bringing that to maintenance hopefully this week.
Okay.
I believe the feeling in the office, if we're allowed to sway, is that we do increase slightly, just because we're looking at currently, already this year from October, our costs are already £33 per plot, and we're only in July and we've got to get through to October. So the suggestion would be that we perhaps look at putting it up a little bit to cover some of our costs. Water has gone up incredibly. But I think people are still getting value for money, but it's with you.
Is the cost, the £33.13, is that inclusive of the £5 insurance?
Not for this, no, this isn't. Because the £5 we go straight back to the allotment association.
So the £34, is that including the £5 insurance?
That is, really, yes.
So it's actually costing us more at the current rate.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
So would we be saying that the aim here is to not make a profit on residents, but to break even? Is that the general feeling?
I think if we don't feel we can do that, because some years we don't have any extra work, so the costs aren't there. So I think we can look at it in a more long term, it depends how council feel, but we can look at it long term, do an incremental increase every year rather than wait, because we've waited for quite long periods before we put it up. I think a smaller increase every year might be beneficial.
Is that what the RFO recommends?
Yeah.
Can we go by inflation? We can't do that, can we?
We could do an inflation. In fact, that was her suggestion, to do an inflationary interest. Yeah, increase every year.
Unless it's unreasonably high, I think.
Yeah, yes.
Okay. But going back to the not well looked after plot, is that somebody looked after it before came in?
They were a long holding plot holder. They became unwell and it just became unmanageable, and unfortunately when they pass it over, there's not really much we can do. We're lucky though that people look after the plots and hand them back in good state normally, so this is unusual.
So are we agreeing for inflation or
because inflation's what, 3-4 That's not going to be very much, is it?
When from what date do they go up?
October.
So is the RFO just recommending going with inflation, or
that was her suggestion?
I'm thinking if it's 4-5%, that's going to be on £30. It's nothing, is it?
Mm.
We're talking pence here. Mm. Okay, it probably makes sense to maybe go maybe £1 at a time.
I was going to say, we obviously increased it quite a lot last year. I know it had been a long time since it had been increased at that point. And it does feel a bit unfair to maybe whack on another great lot to cover expenses for that one expense, you know.
Yes, yeah.
Anticipating that one expensive plot, but maybe, I would say £2 probably would be.
Yeah. I think
that's a cent. Yeah. And then if it's, sorry, Chair, through you, Chair, if it £2 now and then we can just incrementally do it 50p or a pound
mm-hmm.
on an annual basis. People will swallow that. They wouldn't swallow £5 or £10 a year, no.
Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. We're agreeing to raise it £2 this year.
Especially as the cost of insurance has also gone up, hasn't it?
Yeah. Well, water's gone up, insurance. Sorry, through your chair. The water's gone up, insurance has gone up. The skips that they get go up.
Mm.
The soil costs go up.
£2? We have to vote on £2 here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Agreed. Proposing £2 increase.
Yeah.
Councillor Clark. Mm-hmm. Second. Councillor Alexander. And it's a whole girl.
Thank you.
So £2 this year
and to be reviewed annually.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Thank you. Agenda item FG0112526 to review and consider pavilion hire and match fees.
Mm.
Would it be okay if I add some context for this one? The RFO and I were discussing this again this week, and we wonder, as we put it up last year by £5, we wonder if we should not put it up this time, but actually work out the agreement with Dynamo. So I think what we need to do is make sure we're in a position where we have a kind of golden agreement with Dynamo about how we're going to proceed, because they're currently not paying pitch fees or hire fees, and we need to make sure that that's sorted rather than put money on this. We can't hire the pavilion because nobody really wants to hire it. It's not because of the cost, it's just it's not a building that's of interest to people.
It's the odd birthday party, isn't it?
Yeah, so what I think what the RFO was suggesting is that we hold fire on an increase this year as we did £5 last year, but look at our agreement slightly differently, perhaps look at the use of the building slightly differently, maybe not looking to hire it out quite so much but use it for other purposes, so make it a community benefit rather than an income generating kind of asset.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's acceptable to council, whether we look at it.
On the basis that the clerk and I are hoping to meet with Dynamos in the next couple of weeks, I think we need, maybe we could bring this back to the next, when's the next?
November.
We could bring it back to that meeting, because then by then we'll have had our discussions with the Dynamos, and probably we'll need to have a discussion with the Saturdays as well.
Yeah.
Because they're the main people that use it on the weekends. So they're the only ones that are really paying for the use of it. So I think we probably do need to have two meetings. But the Dynamos is the important one, because there's certain funding things that we've said that we're going to support. So we need to have those conversations with them, and then maybe bring it back to November.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Maybe just a query on this document, sorry. It says at the top community organisations are £12 per hour, but then on the table it says free. Community groups?
For some community, they can apply for a fee waiver. So,
scales.
If there isn't a reason to give waiver the fee, then
it's normally £12. £12.
Yeah, okay, but
that's fine, thank you.
That doesn't really have, we either really have people that deserve it for nothing completely, or business or standard rates. So, that one doesn't really come into it, which is,
again, it's not breaking even, isn't it? The cleaning cost is £140 pounds, and the income is.
Yeah, we've got to start covering that.
Can we promote it anymore?
Yeah.
Like, do we advertise it in the Melbourne magazine that it's available for hire, that kind of thing?
We don't.
I don't think people really know.
We don't currently.
I used to once.
It doesn't get an awful lot of positive feedback for the because of the style of one being one big room and the changing rooms. It is predominantly a sports pavilion, and it works really well for big events and things like that, but not necessarily for parties. Mm. There's much nicer places. I think that's why the RFO is interested in us looking at using it for other things, like using the food bank down there, bringing Cozy Corner there, or the office, or, you know, looking at, is there another use for the building that would be more beneficial than trying to hire it out? Because we'd lose the cleaning costs if we, you know, there's lots of things we could look at, but I think we need to work out the relationship with the football teams first.
Because they're the biggest users, and the scouts use it, but they get it for nothing. They're good because they're charitable. But there have been some birthday parties, some afternoon birthday parties down there, but it's, if we're going to do that and promote it as that, we're going to have to refurbish that kitchen, because it needs to be gutted and refurbished, because it is a mess. Mm. But that could come out of asset reserve, but that's for the future. I think we need to understand with the football where we stand with that.
Yeah.
And we're spending money on it shortly anyway, aren't we, to get the heating thing all sorted out again. So that's it's costing us. It's, But,
Chair, so you say £45 per game, that's pitch hire and then use of the changing facility. So is there a separate hire for the pitch, or so is it all in one?
£45 covers the facility, the pavilion facilities, and the pitch.
And the pitch.
Yeah.
And how often, how many games do they have a year then, if it's just £45?
The Saturdays are over there quite a lot. It's usually every other week through the season, and also cup matches.
Okay.
Because they, I think they've only got the one team now. But the Dynamos, as the clerk has said, isn't paying a fee to us. There's some sort of, they think they can get it for nothing at the moment, but we need to have a discussion, because they're going to get additional funding, grant funding, to do pitch repair work, and it's quite a big chunk of money.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to match fund part of it all the way through, so it's going to be like a sinking fund.
Okay.
Which we're going to be paying into, which we've agreed to.
Mm-hmm.
If we're doing that, again, Clark and I will be having a discussion with them to say, should we just give you that, but you still pay for your pitches, or you don't pay for your pitches and we don't give you the funding.
Mm.
You know, so we need to sort of have that conversation with them, because it is something that's so big in the village that we do want to continue supporting it. I mean, it's nearly 400 young users as part of the Dynamos.
Yeah.
So it's a big thing.
Mm.
It's something that we as a council have historically always wanted to support, and support young people doing things.
Mm.
So it's a, I think the conversation's got to be had first before we can decide. But the Saturdays, they just pay their fee, and they use the pavilion, and then we go and clean it up afterwards.
Maybe they could just pay for the cleaning fees.
Well,
something to bring back in our back.
Yeah, it's a couple of conversations to be had.
Thank you. Perfect. Agenda item FG01G2526, to update the future grant funding.
I was hoping that I'd had something to report, but I've been trying to speak to Rivermel Solar about the new solar plant, but they seem to have disappeared from the face of the earth, and I'm no longer responding to emails. I think they're going through the public consultation. I think they've come to the end of that, and they're probably reviewing what they are. So the furthest we got was having a meeting with Rivermel Solar and Quintus via Teams, talking about how we currently use the community grant pot, where we take in applications and filter it out. They have a slightly different model where they would like biodiversity type projects to be proposed to them that they then decide whether they fund or not. I think as the council we would like to support the current model that we have, because it's very beneficial for the community. So we will just keep talking to them when they talk to us back.
They've gone into hiding.
Yes, keep going on that one.
We have got a few more years to go, though. Just, we've got a Is that another 10 years?
We're on nine now, aren't we? Nine more years? Yeah.
Yeah, we've got another 9 years of grant money coming in from the previous solar, which is up to 55, nearly 60,000, which we distribute twice a year to various charities, dementia, scouts, various PTA. But, you know, various things are coming to the village that are village centric mostly. You know, so
is this S106?
No, it's 137. It's S137.
All right,
it's S137 money. But it's quite a nice thing, and we do it twice a year. But our policy has always been with them, and what was we signed up to, we have to distribute each year. We can't sit on money and build a pot.
Right.
And then any money in theory should go back to them, but we've only ever ended up with sort of a couple of 200 or 300 quid. Right. And they're quite good with that. But we do give to the scouts, squash club, dementia,
Home Start,
but all related. Where it's related to local people.
Mm.
You know, it's not just like the RSPB somewhere, you know, it's in the village. So we are looking at the moment as to what can fill that gap in 9 years' time once that stops.
Mm.
Because obviously that will be a big hole for the village, and people are going to be crying out for more and more money as things get further along the line. So we might start talking about whether we build into precepts each year to get the funding up to enough where we can use that to, if we don't get any follow-up. But the clerk got quite excited when the second solar farm came in, thought we might have another 20 or 30 years worth of thing. But as the clerk has said, you know, we've got to track them and try and get them on our side. To sort of what we want to do is a better option than just going biodiversity.
Long story. You're going to have 8 updates.
Okay.
For 9 years to get updates. Agenda item FG02526 policies. To consider recommending to full council to adopt the updated amended financial regulations based on the NAB model financial regulations published in March 2025.
So we sat on the updates for a little while, just while we installed Realtors and got it up to speed to make sure that we could fulfil all of the regulations that we were looking at, and whether there are any that needed changing. We've made the relevant updates for English councils, we've gone through and done those, but we've also made some suggestions based on the size of the precept and the size of the council, which means changing some of the financial... There are some limits that were set around. We currently have them set at £200 for the clerk's delegation. The suggestion was £500. The suggestion for larger councils was between £1,000 and £2,000. And I think Shelley has gone with...
I
can find it. Sorry, I've gone past it.
Delegation was £30,000.
We've gone for 2,000, I think. 1,000, I mean, sorry, for the...
It's 1,000.
Yeah, I can't find it.
It's under delegated authority. Yeah. You went past it.
Mm.
I saw it just now.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to skip around and make sure I can't find it again.
No, it's down on that. It's further down. I did see delegated authority 1,000. Honestly, I'm not making it out.
No, I'm sure. Procurement is standard regulation, so we're all right on that. Contracts larger than £5,000 will seek at least 3 fixed price quotes, so we believe that reflects the council, which we've spoken about before. There we are, delegated authority going to 1,000. The clerk in consultation with the chair for any items below 1,000, below 2,000, sorry. No,
1,000.
And then a duly delegated committee over 1,000 but under 5. So everything over 5 comes directly to full council.
Yeah.
You've got too many zeros in that thing.
Wow. 1,000.
Mm-hmm. Item 5.15.2, next one down, is that 3 zeros or 2 zeros?
That's That's £3,000. Yeah. Three items below £1,000.
My eyesight's not that great. Is that my glasses?
Oh, sorry, it's the mid screen. I've got a bigger version in front of me.
Look at each door.
Is that currently the delegated authority is 200. What we're finding, what the RFO's finding, is that we can't actually do anything with that.
Yes.
So the regulations suggest from 500. Shelley's kind of looking at the cost and things. So things like one fallen tree is about £800. So we were thinking £1,000 would allow us to do the fallen tree without having to wait for council. But it's completely up for discussion. This is suggestions from the RFO that I'm trying to.
If you go through everything for council next time as well.
I mean, we do have some delegation for emergency and health and safety spend, which is fine. We can't do anything. £200 is just basically just the office supplies, really, paper and things.
Take
so.
Petrol.
Yes.
So that's where.
I think that's a good idea. I think
so.
The additional points are the points that we have already agreed in another policy with emergency works to the hub. So anything that stops the commercial business of the hub. It's having the authority to proceed with those with the agreement of the chair and to keep it in working order. And we're sticking at £2,000 now.
Because we're responsible for the fabric of the hub.
Okay. The only other things we're changing. So we've added in that Unity Trust Banking is our data banking. And will continue to be for the foreseeable. And then the other thing of note is we have removed cheque payments because we don't make cheque payments any longer. So that's for us. Payment cards is any corporate card or trade account open to the council will be subject to the regulations in the credit card policy. So that's covered under there. And petty cash is there until we can clear it out completely. So by the next AGAR, by the next year end, petty cash will be hopefully no more. And we'll be coming forward with a proposal for a card reader to take payments for things like allotments that are usually paid in cash. Hopefully that will sort of out.
Yeah.
And
cashless society.
Yeah. And then just relevant changes. What have we got here? This is our RFO reporting. We don't receive significant sums of cash and we don't wish to, so we've removed that completely because we're not going to encourage any of those things. Stores and equipment isn't relevant to us because we don't look after stores and equipment other than through the maintenance policy.
So, can I ask, stores and equipment? We do have, loosely, we're responsible for things here, aren't we?
Yes.
So it is a...
And that's
within the building.
Managed through the asset register, so it's not in the same way. This is about a. So we manage that through the asset register and the hub asset register, not through the RFO doing stock.
Sorry, good point.
Because stock is theirs, so to speak. We believe we've got everything, but we're more than happy to.
No, it was a good bridge. Good.
It's not really a good reading.
No. Well, I was being polite.
So we think we're in line with everything. We'd like to consider it going to full council so that everyone can have a...
I think it's a good idea. Councillor Clark proposed and seconded. Councillor Redlingers, everyone in favour? Thank you. So we can take the full council. Thank you very much.
I think a thank you to the office as well for the amount of effort that's gone into this.
Line by line.
It's a lovely
Agenda item FG013-2526B to consider recommending to full council to adopt updates to document 4.03 community grant policy.
We've removed the explicit reference to not supporting religious bodies, just because the now CAMP have confirmed that we are able to do that now, so we've removed that from our policy just in case we would like to in the future. We've also added in a stricter line on failure to providing the information of the 3 months bank statement or the audited accounts, the application may be rejected, just because it's one of the sticking points that we come across quite regularly. And we've also added into our criteria is that we are likely to ask for the percentage numbers of beneficiaries from the parish may be required, so that we have the opportunity to use that as a tool to assess the applications overtly through the policy. But everything else really stays the same. We've just added a little bit more kind of meat to the bones of the policy, really.
That's good.
We've also added a caveat to reserve the right to refuse any grant application, which is inappropriate, or against the objectives, just to give us a little bit more
flexibility.
Seems good. Do you need any room to propose? So, do you want to take it to council?
Yep.
I'm going to propose, Councillor Alexander, to the second, Councillor Clark, and be in favour of this policy. Thank you. We'll take it to the council next week. Correct? Is it next week? No.
Yeah.
The council is next week.
Next Monday. Wednesday.
Wednesday. Agenda item FG0132526C to consider recommending the full council to adopt updates to document 4.33 income and receipts procedure.
Again, just adding some clarification of who is responsible for it. We now have an assistant and the deputy clerk, so we've made sure that they're reflected in the policy, corrected the finance system, and made it a bit more generic to council finance system in case we change it again. And that, I believe, is it. So it's just updating details for that one.
Sorry, I was going to
The proposed by Councillor Campbell, seconded by Councillor Alexander, in favour of the proposed document to full council. Thank you. Agenda item FG0142526 to note the date of the next Lands and Commons meeting is Tuesday, 4th of November, 2025 at 7:30. That's the council meeting. Thank you.